Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, did I say that? iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. It's been a long show, friends. And we're also on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions here on the show. Man, we really do like to do live ones. And today's is brought to you with support from Carol Butler at Pembroke Title. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource. And joining us here today is Rachel Gaither. Rachel, how are you?
Good. How are you, Hunter?
I'm doing all right. We were kind of rushed getting all this together, but I think we made it.
I think nobody died, so that's good.
Yes.
Good start.
And no animals were injured in this process at all.
Right.
What would you like to play for us first?
My friend Andrew and I are going to play a song called Ophelia. Right. The working title is Ophelia Downtown.
Okay. Here's Rachel Gaither here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Ophelia came to me in a dream, dressed as a blessed hurricane. She pulled up all my roots and scattered them like rain. Just like rain. They come in throngs with broken dreams, lives torn apart at the seams, fears scattered all among the beggars and the kings. And kings.
Wow.
Thank you.
Very nice. Very nice. I can't believe it. About 15 minutes ago, we weren't together at all. Now, wow. Everything is just coming out.
It's amazing what a little coffee will do for you.
Rachel Gaither here on Hunter at Sunrise. And introduce the gentleman a little bit that was playing with you there.
Yes. This is my friend, Andrew Ballantyne. We've been playing together since... like August, September, something like that.
Not in this.
Not with this, no.
We've been playing since Tuesday.
We've been playing since Tuesday. Yeah, Andrew is a singer-songwriter. He's actually been in the area a little longer than I have. And he has a background in jazz, and he plays. He's one of the hardest-working musicians I've ever met, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you have a lot of background in music yourself, from what I've been reading. You play more than just the guitar.
Yeah, my first instrument is violin, and I've been playing since I was 9, and I've been singing since I was a little kid, and went to school for violin performance and took some vocal operatic lessons, and been playing guitar since I was 15.
Wow.
So...
You also play the mandolin, right?
A little bit. That's just recently. Andrew's the one that got me into that.
Oh, okay.
So, but it's fun.
Well, you get a long way if you are a multi-instrumentalist these days, I think.
It's pretty fun.
But you're not originally from here. Where are you from?
No, I'm from Kansas City originally. I grew up out that way, and I moved out here recently with a relationship that didn't work out, but I did meet Andrew, and it's really funny because Andrew's also from Kansas. He moved here about the same time, about 6 months before I did even, and we just met like last year, and I joke my friends, I'm like, I moved out to Virginia so I could play with musicians from Kansas. But it's worked out really well. Andrew and I work really, really well together. I play with him.
He got up Saturday.
Oh, yeah, we're playing. I'm playing with Andrew at Oyster Alley on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
On some fiddle.
Next Saturday.
On fiddle, yeah. Yeah, next Saturday, not yesterday.
Well, Andrew, I've just been reminded that you've been on the show before. You were here with...
Star Celeste.
I remember now. Mm-hmm. I knew I recognized his face when he walked in. Now I know. It's a tough life doing this show, I'm afraid, Rachel.
So many people, so little time.
Yes, so many people, so little time. So when you said you took violin performance, that was out in Nebraska.
It was.
What was that school like? Is that a cool school?
It is a nice school. It's kind of a small music school. They're a big sports school. So the main thing I remember about going to school there was definitely don't move your car on game day because you won't find anywhere to put it when you get back. But yeah, that music school, it was small, but it was fun. I made some lasting friendships out there and learned a lot about my classical technique and even started playing around a little bit with improv while I was there. So, and that's mainly what that's really what I love to do is improv. And that's why I like working with Andrew because he does a lot of that with his music. And
well, when did you start teaching?
I started teaching in college, about 2002, I think. So I've been teaching about 14 years now. Golly.
Wow.
That's a long time.
You have a business.
I do.
First Chair Fiddlers.
Yeah, that's the name of my teaching studio. And right now I have about, it fluctuates from month to month, but somewhere between 35 and 40 students.
Wow. And you're teaching them one-on-one or is this in
a
class?
Yeah, it's all one-on-one. And I teach violin, obviously. I also teach viola, voice, beginner piano, beginner guitar, and beginner mandolin.
Wow. Did I read this right? You also teach online?
Yeah, I have about 25% of my students right now are Skype students full time.
Oh, okay. So they do it by Skype.
Mm-hmm. I have students in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas. I've had students in California. I have a student in Iowa.
Wow.
Even locally, because people don't want to mess with the tunnel.
Yeah.
They're like, we'll just do it from our living room.
You're like nationwide.
Yeah, I'm.
Everybody knows you.
Soon I'm going to be international. There'll be no stopping me.
You'll be teaching people in Moscow, in Belgium. Yeah. Rachel Gaither here on Hunter at Sunrise. What else would you like to play for us here?
What should we do next? Should we do
Reel Me In?
Reel Me In next? Okay. This is a song called Reel Me In. I wrote it about 10 years ago, but I've been recently working. Andrew's been working with me. I'm really excited because I'm actually going to be recording this and the other songs I'm playing.
Give Curtis a nice little shout out.
Yeah, Curtis Plummer at Dragon Ship Studios out in Smithfield. He's really I've a heard rock of that. Star. Yeah. And our friend Carl Olson's going to be doing some piano tracks. He couldn't be here today, but we're working with him on Reel Me In and then the next song that I'm going to sing. And it's shaping up. It's coming together really nicely. I'm excited.
Is that going to be an EP or?
We're taking it one step at a time. We're going to record tracks and then figure out.
One track at a time.
It's going to go two different ways. She's going to have a couple releases.
Yeah.
Okay.
She will have a full record at some point.
Andrew's my support system with this whole process.
So the name of the song again is?
This is Reel Me In.
Excellent. Here's Rachel Gaither here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I want you to reel me in. Melt me down. Paint a picture. Words and sound. I want to be all over your hands, on your mind, in your heart. Oh, in your heart, thinking all the time. I want you to. Control.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wonder at Sunrise here with Rachel Gaither here today. And wow. And that's about a 10-year-old song?
It is.
You've been sitting on that for 10 years?
I've been playing it. Well, I've been sitting on a lot of my music, actually. I can't give Andrew enough credit because working with him has really helped me kind of pull me out of my shell. I've always been a little bit reluctant to perform my music, and Andrew's been incredibly supportive. He's been completely instrumental in like getting me to get with Curtis and like even thinking about recording my stuff. And so,
yeah. Well, every time I've ever go to a open mic, it seems like you're on the stage playing violin.
Yeah, I am. And sometimes I'll do some solo stuff, but it's always been kind of like a, just like, I guess I should do this since I write stuff. I'll play something, you know, but it's never been full out like, okay, let's do this.
She sent me 22 songs.
22 songs?
22 songs to go through to start working on producing. And
are they hard to go through, or is every one of them just...
There's a lot of good stuff.
I bet.
And this girl is really talented.
I bet. Well, I wish you luck with your recording. And
thank you.
Now, where are you playing again?
I'm playing with Andrew at Oyster Alley Yacht Club.
That's going to be with some other really awesome guest musicians.
Yeah.
Okay. Oyster Alley. I don't think I've ever heard of
that. That's downtown Hampton.
Okay.
It's the little yacht club.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
I don't know how little it is.
And that's next Saturday.
It's pretty big.
In the evening, or?
Saturday at 8, I think.
Okay.
Okay. We got to call the place and find out.
That's right.
Yeah.
What time are we playing?
Yeah. Andrew plays like almost every day. So like he's like trying to keep all the time straight.
He keeps all his calendar on his wrist.
He gets real bad with private parties.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We're talking with Rachel Gaither here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do one more song for us?
Yeah, we've got one more.
Excellent.
This is called Wolves and Wise Men.
Wolves and Wise Men. That's an interesting name for a song.
It's an interesting song.
Here's Rachel Gaither here on Hunter at Sunrise.
You had to throw it to the wolves. What then? Yeah, you thought you had something. It turns out it was nothing. Oh, tell me what then? Get back. How do you ever get back? When you can't see the forest for trees, how do you ever get back? Think it could be angels dressed up in wolf's clothes. Oh, keep your chin up and coming round the bend. Oh, baby, who knows? You never know. Hey, you get to choose and sometimes you lose. Oh, but sometimes you win. I'll say it again. Yeah, you know you get to choose and sometimes you lose. Oh, but baby, when you win. When all
others make eyes of blue. You never even see those teeth grinning at you. Oh, and all you feel is his hot breath down your neck and his whiskers on your cheek. You wouldn't see him, he was reaching for your basket of goodies. No, when you have thrown your heart and lost your head, what more is there to be said? Nothing. Yeah, you know you get to choose, and sometimes you lose. Oh, but sometimes you win. I say it again and again and you get to choose, and sometimes you lose. Oh, but baby, when you win. Oh,
Rachel Gaither here on Hunter at Sunrise. You're right. That is a rather quirky song.
It is. We were working with Carl with it yesterday, and he's like, I hate you for writing this, but I love it so much.
It's interesting. It's almost burlesque-y.
It's kind of got a weird little dark
side.
Yeah,
something going on in there. Well, Rachel, thank you so much for coming in today. Now, if someone wants, I know that you teach, so if someone wants to get in touch with you about that, are you taking new clients on that? Sounds like you're very busy.
I am pretty full, but there's always room for one more. And usually at summertime it slows down a little bit because folks want to travel or they want to take the summer off. So I do have some openings, and they can reach me on Facebook or they can reach me from my website, firstchairfiddlers.com. And just do a search for first chair fiddlers and it'll show up.
Okay.
So, and they can get a hold of me that way. So,
well, I wish you luck with that. And I wish you luck with your recording. Do you think, where would you like to be? Like, are you going to have it out in like a year or 6 months?
Oh, goodness.
Or 2 years?
The Steinway B doesn't get until August.
August, yeah. We can't start recording the piano tracks until August because Curtis is getting in a new piano.
Got a beautiful grand piano coming.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I would like to think that it would be, at least we'd have something out by the spring.
The tracks that I'm doing, the opposite production, mm-hmm. That I'm doing completely.
Yeah, Andrew's
besides,
doing some producing for these tracks. So.
That will be hopefully sooner.
Okay, yes.
But, and he just, we have, there's a grand piano we have access to, but it's a knob and it's not. We had a really nice guy that was trained with Liberace, actually.
Came
in and used it.
Really?
He did not actually. Yeah, he works with me quite a bit.
Not very many people can say they trained
He was pulled out of school by Liberace, unbelievably. But he came in. He didn't like the piano, which, of course, he's very picky.
Right.
So Curtis,
work with Liberace, I can imagine.
Yeah, Curtis, I think, got a little offended. So he spent $50,000 and got another one.
Well, but it works out for me because now we get a new piano for our recordings.
That's right.
Excellent. Well, I wish you luck with that, and I wish you luck with the gig next Saturday.
Thank you,
Hunter. Again, you want to tell people where that is again?
It's at Oyster Alley in downtown Hampton.
And we think roughly around 8 o'clock.
Yeah, probably something like that.
It sounds like you want to show up early for the oysters.
Yeah. Thanks for having us on, Hunter.
No problem.
Yeah,
Rachel Gaither here on Hunter at Sunrise. And Andrew, thank you as well for coming on the show.
Thank you, Hunter.